Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Welcome to Rise Up, Father Jonathan Meyer, on this Good Friday, this day that we call good, because we were there when they crucified our Lord. Every time we attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we are present at the one perfect sacrifice. We're present. We're there. His saving reality continues to be offered to us. It's the eternal divine act which we are constantly able to enter into. So yes, I was there when they crucified my Lord. Yes, I was there when the sun refused to shine. Yes, I was there. I was there. We have a custom here in Dearborn County. At all seven of our churches, we have beautiful statues of the dead Savior. This is the one that is in the chapel here for Father Hallowell and I to meditate upon during these Lenten days. We have the custom that throughout the night on Good Friday, beginning with the end of the Passion Service, to have prayers all throughout the night until early in the morning. So I want to encourage you first to visit one of our seven churches. I know that some of you, you know, I remember when I was a little kid, it seemed like Good Friday, like the whole world stopped. Sometimes people are now in school on Good Friday. Businesses don't close on Good Friday. It's not like it used to be. So for some of you, even going to a 3 o'clock service on Good Friday is impossible. Sometimes making it to an evening service is impossible. But know that our churches are open all throughout the night. All seven churches. Every hour, just come. Some of you will have the opportunity to go on pilgrimage. You can go to all seven churches. It's part of our Jubilee, our bicentennial that we're celebrating. You can go around and get your passport stamped tonight if you'd like to do that. It's a beautiful experience to just to see just the different statues, but also the churches, to pray in silence, to go on pilgrimage. Also tonight, if you have the opportunity to come to Aurora tonight, we have a procession after the Good Friday service. We take the image of our Lord, and we actually carry him through the streets in procession. It's actually very beautiful. It reminds me of Simon of Cyrene, reminds me of Joseph of Arimathea, of Nicodemus, John the beloved disciple, who would have carried our Lord's body down from the cross and laid him in the tomb. And it's a beautiful, we pray the rosary in the streets, and just very, very powerful. But allow today to be a day just to be thankful. Thankful that you have a God who saves you. Thankful that you have a God that loves you. And to allow that mystery of his love just to touch your heart deeply. Allow silence, allow the rosary, allow the stations of the cross to be a part of today, and to be thankful that you were there, to be thankful that you are there, to be thankful that you are invited to the death of our Lord with the hope of the resurrection. Amen.